JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places and things. Roundabout JA.
Tourism Ministry and JET launch education campaign to keep resort towns clean. Today's program also features our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. The Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, with support from the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, has launched a national public education program geared at encouraging Jamaicans in resort towns to keep their surroundings clean. Nadati of Jamaica, being supported by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, at a cost of $34.5 million, is a year-long initiative aimed at improving the attitudes of most Jamaicans toward their environment. The program is a component of JET's Clean Coast project and seeks to mitigate the harmful impact of garbage on the environment, particularly the coastlines. Addressing the official launch at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston on February 4, Tourism Minister Dr. Wike McNeil said the government is fully committed to the initiative.
The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment takes a special interest in these matters, not merely to ensure the sustainability of the industry, but equally to protect and preserve our environment for ourselves as a people.
Founder and Chief Executive Officer of JET, Diana McCauley, says Jamaicans must become more proactive in their efforts to protect the environment.
We need to tackle the problem at its source. Ordinary citizens need to take responsibility for the things that we all use before they enter the waste stream.
The Nadati of Jamaica campaign launch coincided with the release of the 2014 International Coastal Cleanup Day Jamaica National Report. The report revealed that some 7,000 volunteers assisted in the cleanup of 113 sites across the island for International Coastal Cleanup Day last year. This resulted in the collection of over 85,000 pounds of garbage, 80% of which was plastic.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 15 years, the help of every Jamaican citizen is required. Play your part by being a good role model, taking care of the environment, becoming more involved in community affairs as well as the affairs of the nation. Together, we can help to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, Pearline Dacre from St. Elizabeth talks about the days of pound.
In 70s and 80s, have a pound, you can go to the market, and you buy a bus, you get your goods, you buy your goods, you have uncared, carry it home. You take 10 shillings and go to the shop, you have your buy your grocery, it serve if you go into another week. Go to the beef shop, there was meat was cheap, 2 and 6, 1 and 2 pence, and then the best of meat you get in those days. Fish, you name it.
You can also share your glimpse of Jamaica. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.